So now we've talked about the plan, the calling, the plan. We talked about like the message,
the goals, you know,
the goal. Yeah. Okay, and I know if you're my personality, I just want to get right in and do it. In fact, I would say that in my first years in church planting, when I started, I'm all enthusiastic, just like I am today, and I just made tons of mistakes because I didn't have the people intelligence, the people smart to implement mm-hmm. this, because it is sort of, it's not only a plan, but there's a little bit of a finesse to it.
Yeah, yeah. It's not just the plan that has to be strategic. It has to be your approach and how you go about talking with people too. And I think that's things that we don't know necessarily right off the gates, and it's reasons that we create courses like our People Smart course.
Right. Now, and on this too, this is that place where you may say, oh, this is going to be so hard, I'm just going to forget it. No, this is a place where you just have more tools to be more appropriate.
Yeah.
And then if you follow the plan and apply some of these People Smart, we feel you'll even be more impactful.
Well, and it's applicable outside of just this as well. I mean, People Smart skills can be utilized for a variety of different things. So it's great to know for, you know, not just this as well.
Exactly. So let's dig right in. So the first thing is to, like, you're a mission multiplier, you love ministry, but understand the situation. You're going to talk to somebody, but there are thousands of nonprofits.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and that's okay. But there's also thousands of passions and callings. You just have to find those that align with this, quote, nonprofit or this idea, right?
Yeah.
Many people are already committed to charities, but that's okay. Mm-hmm. Some of them want to support this charity, this opportunity.
Yeah.
There is going to be built-in resistance to you because maybe you've already shared ideas in the past and they look at you, yeah, you brought me down that thing and that didn't work out. I mean, mm-hmm. But you know what? Many people, just because you have the chutzpah to talk to them, want to at least hear you, even if they have their arms closed at first.
Mm-hmm.
The Holy Spirit is what changes the heart, not you. You don't change the heart. People are going to wonder, is this real?
Oh, yeah. That's
you wondered it, maybe, you know?
Yeah, when we go to student gatherings and we listen to people's testimonies, that is one of the, wouldn't you agree?
It's
the cookie cutter. When I first saw it, you know, I searched online for ministry training. When I first saw it, I thought, it's too good to be true. This can't be real. And once again, it goes back to that earlier video we did, where, you know, the environment that's currently set up is $40,000 for a degree. So when you hear $3,000 for a degree, free ministry training, it's natural to think it
is
can't
very
be
disruptive to people's paradigms. They'll your past relationship with the person could come into play. So, you know,
high school relationships,
yeah,
like, that's how it can change.
No, it's like, you know, and the fact is, CLI is new and disruptive.
Absolutely.
So Christian leaders, the institute, the college, the alliance is very much grassroots. Now, it's interesting, we just did like this AI thing where we typed in, and it amazingly got us pretty accurately.
Yeah.
You know, so at least AI is getting us on what we're trying to do and
Absolutely.
Be.
Absolutely.
Okay, the second thing about being people smart is this, that relationships are complicated. People may not be what you are into, may not be into what you're into. Many times families give a listen, though, at mm-hmm. least. Okay, so that's that point you made about the 10.
Yeah.
Go to family.
Go to family
first. At least
first.
They listen.
They'll listen to your, you know, and like you said, they're going to be the ones that will give you that criticism. And you can hear that, you know, because they're going to be comfortable enough to share that with you. Mm-hmm. And this is some of the things that you can take when you go to people who are maybe meeting you for the first time. They might not have the confidence to challenge, you know, the ministry, but you can know that that's an objection, and you can talk about, you know, here's the full transparency, because you've heard this from family members and from people. Just helps get your elevator speech, you know, your knowledge and your presentation a little bit more refined.
It hones it.
Yeah.
Family members know your past. This could be helpful or hurtful. So remember, be people smart to that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like this, you know, that certain people... may have a better bitter feeling about you. But maybe this will force you to make amends.
Yeah.
You know, in a lot of ways, anytime you start being with people in Jesus Christ, something awfully good can happen. So step one is reach out. So let's talk about that. So reach out. Step one, inform. Schedule meetings to update your family and friends on your training related to your ambassador efforts. So you're a multiplier.
Yep, you're a multiplier.
You're an ambassador for Jesus Christ. Yep. You're out there and you want to schedule a meeting. Share your testimony on the benefits you've received from the training.
Yeah.
Share what CLI share that CLI has open opportunities for promoting local ministry training. So that's why you're in this multiplier.
Yeah.
Okay. Ask if they know of anyone who would have an interest in either training or involvement in promoting the causes of free local ministry training. See, that's that back to knock on the door. Hey, do you know of anybody? You know, don't ask your family members. I think you should get involved. You know.
Yeah.
It's more like, this is what I'm into. This is what's happened to me.
Yeah.
This is my goals. Do you know of anybody who might be interested?
And go ahead. Yeah, and your testimony will carry a long way, because part of the thing, especially with it being online, is, you know, you can say whatever you want online, but you are a very real person who have a very real story, and, you know, Christian Leaders is part of that story, and when you share to people that story, that's going to carry over. Yeah. Much more efficiently than, you know, anything we could do online with just text on a screen.
Yeah.
You know,
step two, your contact list. Ask if you could include them on email list or snail mail. Ask how many communications they want to receive monthly or yearly. And, you know, that's asking for permission. In fact, the whole ICANN thing about emails, like the whole world of emailageness doesn't even want you to send an email without permission.
Yeah.
In fact, they have a quote, a double opt-in thing now.
Mm-hmm.
So this permission thing is very important.
Yeah.
Doing that.
Yeah, it absolutely is.
Step three, follow up, go through the open doors. Help them get into ministry training. Let's say that's what they want to do. They want to get into ministry training. Ask them, could I help you? Can I help you get an account? And ask them if mission giving opportunity is something they're interested in, but be transparent that you are a mission multiplier and connected to Christian Leaders.
Absolutely, yeah. It's,
you know, say, hey, I am here, and yes, a gift to Christian Leaders supports my ministry share. I get a ministry share.
Mm-hmm.
And you can be transparent. It's only up to a certain amount. If I do really well, the most I could ever, you know, make in this is X amount, because you don't want to, like, scam anybody.
No, yeah. Operating in full transparency is our goal. It's what we need to have in this program.
And they align to the United States Revenue Department's expectations.
Yep.
You know, people are like, some people go like, is this like some network marketing thing where you can become a millionaire off of selling ministry training? No. This is everything that comes in for you, and you need to be transparent, supports your ministry. It might support your being a pastor. It might support your being a minister. And ultimately, you are sharing a movement. And bottom line is, it's still always a calling. I mean, it doesn't.
And
it,
I think
it never changes.
To briefly touch on, you know, why are we doing it in this structure? You know, why not just have these employees on payroll that go through this traditional route? And the reason is we believe in the power of multiplication.
Yes,
and frankly, the budget to be able to hire the people that, you know, the critical mass of multiplication.
Would hold multiplication
It would
down.
Stunt multiplication.
Yeah.
And so the way we're operating is it's unrestricted. Anybody can get involved anywhere, anytime. God can move freely through this, and finances are not going to be a complication that prevents us from being able to spread the message and the hope of the gospel to people across the world.
It really is a voluntary multiplication movement with a little spice in it.
Yeah.
But it's not a money-based movement.
No.
It's
our way to keep it possible, keep it unrestricted, and keep it going forward for the kingdom.
Wow, that's really good, Mitch. So, keep CL positive, as we're talking about,
yep.
Especially with family. Realize that family may be easy at first, but they may not be the leading group that supports your ambassador, your multiplication mission, you're multiplying efforts in most cases. And
yeah.
I mean, that's just
true. That's just the truth. Yeah. I mean, but the strength of family is, you know, they're going to be, you're going to be more comfortable giving your presentation. You're going to get honest criticism. You know, you can ask them, frankly, at the end, you know, what did you think? Where was I, you know, at what points did I say anything that raised any flags to you? And they'll be honest with you. And I think you take that knowledge and stair-step your way more outside of your comfort zone to people and use that to further refine your presentation.
So next presentation, we're going to talk about people smart with others.